This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Cannon Michael, president of the California Cotton Growers Association and vice president of Bowles Farming Company. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I took the NPDES permit discussion since the National Cotton Council's been in the lead on pursuing that. My main focus was to point out that it was going to continue to be a difficulty for ag, and just it was another set of regulatory issues that would not provide any additional protection for the environment. You know, we're already complying with FIFRA to apply pesticides, and there was no real benefit that was going to be added. That being said, Bill H.R. 872, to move very quickly through the House of Representatives, I was just asking that we could hopefully get some either support or neutrality from both USDA and EPA to allow that bill to continue to move forward without putting any additional unneeded obstacles in front of it, even though it had very wide support coming out of the House.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Being a farmer here in California, the EPA has said all along that they're trying to make it so that most ag spraying will be exempt from any NPDES permits, but that does not include any direct water application in canals and irrigation ditches. For us, it's a huge issue because we do need to sometimes spray aquatic weeds and weeds along the banks, so to have that be under an additional permit is going to be an onerous requirement for us. It can also cause the local ag commissioners and other agencies a lot of additional work, but that would be also taken care of by H.R. 872. And then I did bring up air quality and ozone standard issues brought on by EPA. I was trying to stress that we've already done a great deal in agriculture here in California to comply and adopt the best management practices. We've just gone through a rule that made us replace all of our diesel trucks. Now they're starting to work on a rule that's going to lead to the replacement of all of our tractors. So again, stress the point that the regulatory burdens continue to escalate. I was hoping that there could be some relief at some point with that. I did also raise the GPS issue that the FCC has been dealing with. There's a fairly broad coalition that's already working on that to try to stop that effort. But obviously it's a critical thing for agriculture to have access to accurate GPS.
Cut three. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think it's always a positive when you can sit down with people like that and get to address your issues. Since a lot of it is under litigation, some of the ESA issues and the NPDES issue and some of the other things that were brought up, they're issues that are still in litigation, so they were hesitant to discuss some of that and go too far with it. Overall, you know, just the opportunity was important, and I think it's always important. Growers can be present as well, and there were growers from all the other organizations. Those opportunities are good, and they were obviously were willing to listen to what we said. It seemed to be a positive overall.